Is my pea soap a bestseller?
It was, like, when it came out.
Okay. Hello, and welcome to the first podcast, and this is my first podcast as well. I am honored to be here, and I've never done a podcast, so welcome, and I hope you have a great time listening to these three beautiful people. Do I have to say everyone's name right now, or do we just...
do whatever you want.
Yeah, no, it's it's like a hard requirement.
Oh, shit, okay. So today we all actually have different names. So, my name is going to be the master painter, Jake. I guess that what's your guys' names? They should know.
I'm Joe. Lars, what's your name?
What do you think? You just told them.
Thanks for joining us. And, thanks for having us on your podcast, Jake. We really appreciate being your special guests today.
You mentioned that this was your first podcast, by the way. Like, congratulations for starting that. I'm excited for your career
I'm really
trajectory.
Hoping. Yes. Applaud me, please.
That was me clapping. I wasn't slapping a pork chop against my cheek.
Good. No, man. Everyone's going to start with an applause for my new podcast. I hope it starts off great. Like, I'm just stealing all of your fans and putting them onto my podcast. I think it's going to be great.
That works. Good. By the way, Joe, I don't think anyone suspected that you were slapping pork on your cheek until you said that.
Pork chops. Like,
you could have avoided suspicion for
pork chops,
forever.
Not just pork, Lars. Let's be clear.
Oh. Is there a cut of pork that people eat that isn't chops?
Yeah, the pork ear.
By the way, the recording chat is confused as to what we're actually doing right now. We're recording a podcast. If you guys wanted to tune into that, by the way, that's discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com.
Thank you. I said that way too fast. I got to slow down a little bit. But I've been going real fast ever since the Sonic trailer has gotten me pumped.
Yeah?
It's got you. Yeah, do you watch it every day? Get excited about it?
Yeah, it's every day, bro. I mean, you know, Paul said it best.
He did.
I religiously watched that trailer.
When you say religiously, do you mean like metaphorically religious, or do you mean like you've started something with that?
Lars, I'm non-practicing.
Okay. Oh, you're a lapsed Sonic-ish in? I don't know what the term would be for that.
Did you guys play Sonic Adventure 2 Battle growing up, by the way?
Yes, I did.
I've never played a Sonic game besides like one that I don't even know the name of. Yeah. Yeah. I was always more of a Mario guy, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, me too. To be honest, I like Sonic, but yeah, Mario is much better.
Then you must really be looking forward to the new crossover Mario in Manhattan.
What?
With Sonic.
If that was real, that'd be just like starting the Ultimate Smash Bros. Universe. I'd ship it.
Joe, you're thinking of the Jennifer Lopez movie Made in Manhattan.
Oh yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
By the way, for all the listeners who might not necessarily be familiar with who you are and what you do, Jake, who are you and what do you do?
Also, make sure to pronounce your last name, because I'm guessing most people don't know how to automatically.
Everyone pronounces it wrong. Keemstar's pronounced it wrong every single time I've ever talked to him, every person I've ever worked with. So my name's Jake Trumper. It's spelled stupidly, but it's pronounced like Trumper. I'm a radio host and a YouTuber. And that's kind of all I do with my life. That's all.
Well, can you elaborate just a little bit?
Oh, no. Yeah. Of course. I live in the middle of nowhere in the Midwest, so I have no life. So I've decided that I would make YouTube videos while also working at a radio station where I'm a radio host for the overnights. And I do interviews with like YouTubers, and that inspired me to make YouTube videos. And then I started making YouTube videos and have got some like lucky videos that got me noticed by some bigger YouTubers that I am now friends with.
Bigger YouTubers as in like physically grande?
Yeah, no, I mean like first guy I ever got an interview with was Keemstar. So I mean that's like big on both sides. So
Everywhere except for where it counts. Yeah.
I noticed a lot of your YouTube videos follow the format. It's like their name followed by greatest YouTuber ever.
Yeah. So that was a kind of like So those videos are a little older now. I've started like a season two after, if any of you are aware of who John Swan is, he's an editor who does a lot of stuff with a lot of other YouTubers. And I reached out to him. I was like, hey, how do I make my videos better? And he's like, change your fucking titles. Oh, can I cuss on? Yeah, we can cuss on here, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'd prefer if you do. It's kind of weird if you don't.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I'm a huge expert on John Swan.
Really?
Oh, go ahead and give us your knowledge, Joe, on that.
Yeah, what's your knowledge of him?
Well, I'm a huge expert.
You're typing a lot, by the way. I'm concerned that you're just Googling this, but go ahead.
I'm not Googling anything. I already know all the information that I need.
Okay, go ahead. Just stop stalling.
He's a... to draw from my knowledge, John McCollin Swan, born in December of 1846, was an English painter and sculptor.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly who he is.
He was born in Middlesex in 1846. And he received his art training in England at the Worcester. I never know how to pronounce that. Worcester, like, anyway.
It's Worcester, Joe. And also, let's move on to a better gag.
Moving on.
Yeah, please.
Okay. I just sent him a DM and he's like, change all of your titles. When you're talking about a YouTuber, make it more appealing so it actually gets like views and stuff. So I was like, oh, okay, sure. And I changed up my thumbnails and everything. So I'm trying to do everything differently now. But I kind of have a soft spot for like the crappy thumbnails and the dumb titles. So I'm keeping all the old ones I made the same.
Got it.
Now, okay. When you say thumbnail... Do you mean the nails on your thumb?
Oh my God.
I told you I'm getting the bad jokes out of the way early on.
Please
yeah,
do.
Yeah, cut them out quick. No, it's, I'm going to be honest. I mean the YouTube thumbnails. That's what okay. I meant.
Yeah, please be honest with us. And please answer all questions as if your life depended on it.
As if your life depended on it. Yeah.
I kind of got that vibe right when I like got into this chat. I was like, these guys could know my location at any second. So I don't worry. Every question will be answered like my life depends on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had a quick question, by the way.
Yeah.
We noticed you happened to give a review of a certain other YouTuber named Hugbees on your channel.
Yeah, Andrew, yeah.
Yeah, but first of all, great guy.
Yeah, amazing guy.
And we've had him on our show before. He was probably one of the best episodes we've had. I really enjoyed that. What do you think, Joe?
Aside from this one, this will be our
best
episode.
Oh, yeah, the best guest ever is Jake Trumper, of course. But
thank you again for joining us, Jake.
Oh, of course. Hitting the ground running with this one.
No, but here's my question. And I think you've probably gotten this question before. In fact, I guarantee that you have. But, you know, this is the new audience. So is it awkward to try to give like an actual review score to them? I would feel so bad. Like not like.
at first, I felt really bad. I was like, someone's going to get insulted by me giving them a literal score, like reviewing their social media presence, reviewing all of this. That's why I try to give it slightly like I only review good YouTubers I genuinely appreciate. So I always know it'll be above 20. Like if the highest score is like 30. So if they're getting above 20, it'll always be like, oh, it could be worse. Because if I was out there giving like 10s to these like smaller creators than I am, I'd feel genuinely bad. Like, if I'm reviewing a smaller creator, it's someone I genuinely think is good. Because I would feel awful if I was like, yeah, this YouTuber with 500 subscribers, they get a solid 5. Like, I would seem like such... I'd seem like a dick for doing that. So, when I review a YouTuber, the reason it's the quest for the greatest YouTuber ever is I'm going to review good YouTubers. I still feel bad when I give one YouTuber a much lower score than another. But it's I feel like they're high enough where it's like I don't seem... mean, because I'm not trying to be mean. Like mostly I give compliments and everything and they're like, you should watch this YouTuber, because I like to focus more on the positives.
I'm sorry, did you say that you're not trying to have dreams?
What? No.
All right, rewind.
I love anime.
Yeah. And manga.
And gaming.
Yeah.
DDR.
Smiley K.
Hey, Sakura Kang Ikima.
Oh, I guess that is what you said.
Oh, okay.
All right, moving on.
Now, quick thing I noticed, by the way, Joe, have you watched the latest Kneecaps videos?
No.
Yeah, he was another person we had on there. It was kind of funny because, like, Jake was saying, like, you feel so bad giving a smaller channel a 5, but that's, like, exactly what Kneecaps did the other day. He was like, oh, here, there's this really small channel. Give it a 5 out of 10. It's all right. Like, he was just trying to be honest, and it was really, like, intense.
Yikes. Yeah, no, if someone asks me to review them and their channel's, like, really small and it's, like, a younger kid who's like, review me, I usually try to avoid it. But, like, I see the Grim Reaper was like, rate PewDiePie. I'd have no problem rating someone like PewDiePie because he, like, I judge it on the content they've made. And, like, so it'd be like, his content can vary from a straight up 10 to like a 3 sometimes. So it even out to like a 7. And then his social media presence, how well he does on social media, would be like another probably like 6. And then you would just judge him as a content creator as a whole, like how long he's been around, the impact he's had on YouTube, like with the whole T-Series drama and everything. And genuinely, I think he handled it like a really well. He got a lot of hate for it, which I don't think he deserved. Obviously, I think most people can agree that T-Series completely overreacted. So it'd be like a solid like 9. And then I add all those up together. Oh, no, go for it.
Well, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to ask how much research.
I think he did. He's just saying that he didn't, just to try to get away with that. That's kind of mean, Joe.
How much research do you typically have to do before you are comfortable with your ratings?
So I, before I started YouTube, about a year and a half ago now. I got this job as an overnight radio host about 2.5 years ago. So for an entire year before I made YouTube videos, I literally just watched YouTube. I tried to find every YouTuber I could, spent like a whole year being obsessed with YouTube. And then that kind of got me like to get started in the YouTube community. And now if I find a different YouTuber I don't know a lot about, I try to at least watch like 3 of their most recent, 5 of their middle, and then like 2 of their newest. And then if I really do like them, if I can watch those and want to watch more, I see them as someone I should review that is genuinely like good that other people would find interesting. If I find a YouTuber that someone's like, you should check them out, and I watch the videos and I like them, but I'm not like inspired by them, I tend to just kind of avoid them, reviewing them.
Okay.
Now here's the question, Jake.
I think I know where Lars is going with this.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you do.
Oh, God. Okay.
Guess we'll see. Guess we'll find out soon.
Okay. So, if you had to, and feel free to cut me off if you already done this, because I haven't seen all of your videos, but if you had to review yourself, what would you rate it? It, yourself, obviously, yeah. Not it.
I'm incredibly critical of myself. From like the first video I ever did, I think I was rating Keemstar, reviewing Keemstar. And as an example, I did my channel. I think I gave myself straight 0s, except for on like social media, I gave myself like a 5. So it's all like 5 in total.
And is that still true today?
I don't know. I always hate reviewing myself. There's some videos that I love, like the songs we do, because I do music on my channel every once in a while. Just those are kind of like special things because they take a lot of work. Those ones, I feel like I've put enough work into those videos that those are great videos. But then there's other videos where I know they're good and I know people like them, but just personally I'm like I don't love them, so I rate myself much lower.
Joe, do you do this with art stuff,
like rate, like go through art stuff and rate it?
Yeah
I do an audit from time to time.
I'm curious about the results of that audit.
Well, you know, we've changed certain things over time. I was actually thinking just today how I'd like to change the format of our Instagram.
To delete it because it's useless, or
No? I was gonna say make InspiroBot like dedicate it completely to InspiroBot.
Oh well, there's already an InspiroBot for that though, like a page for that. So we'd just be ripping off like a bot, Joe.
Well, we used to post InspiroBot pictures all the time, and they did really well.
That's true.
And I think that just because there's pages, that, like that's like saying, oh, there's already a meme page, we can't post memes.
On a serious note, by the way, like okay, so. When I look back on the stuff that we've done, I don't tend to give it like a like an objective rating. I try to think of like,
yeah,
you know, considering what we could have done with an episode and like, you know, the guest in question and how well they, you know, meshed with us and stuff. I try to think of like, what would I rate it?
I thought you were going to say how well they mashed potatoes.
No. Okay, there's a lot of bad jokes to get out of the way this time. I can see that.
That's just where I thought you were going with that. Anyway, okay. Moving on.
No, but it's like, I try to review our stuff just internally based on, like how well I know that we can do. And most of the time I feel like we meet our expectations. Sometimes we don't. And so I get what you mean when you say like you're most critical of yourself, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Would you say that sometimes you're pyrocynical of yourself?
Sure.
I've reviewed pyrocynical before too. I am very cynical of myself. I actually hate rewatching my videos. I usually try to respond to all like my comments, but I only respond to like the first, like within the first hour, because I just hate watching my videos. But I'll occasionally go back and like watch my oldest videos and stuff and kind of try to learn from it and be like, it would have been funny if I would have cut this shorter. It would have been funny if I would have put something in there, and try to have that affect my current editing skills, so it comes off like quicker, funnier, and just a more enjoyable video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I go back and listen to our old stuff and I'm like, you know, I would have, even if it's something as simple as like, I would have taken a longer pause, or, oh, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have interrupted that person. You know, I accidentally interrupted it, or like, and so it just kind of causes you to change for the future. You obviously can't go back and re-edit, or you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can.
You can. You physically can go back and re-edit and remaster, but I really try to avoid that, because then it's like a never-ending, you know, search for perfection. In
where
which,
does it end?
Yeah. Like, you can spend, theoretically, an infinite amount of time on, you know, for us, it would be a podcast episode. For you, it would be a YouTube video. Mm-hmm. You can always chase that, and there's always something that you can fix. And at a certain point, it's like, if you keep trying to do that, you might actually make it worse, because you're being like overly critical of it, and you're like, maybe you're losing the original. This is kind of what we talked about actually on the episode with Luke from Unusual Videos. Joe, do you remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, I was just thinking we've talked about this with Luke.
Yeah, we're talking about how like you should really trust your first reaction to a joke, and then sometimes if you over edit, like you can kind of lose that in the process. You lose the spirit of it and stuff.
Yeah, like, you lose the charm of like, my older videos aren't as good as my newer videos, but there's a charm to them. There's a charm that I'll always love, and you should always accept your work and love your work, even if it's not your best or your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a charm, do you mean like a witch's charm?
God, like, every single joke.
Yes.
Joe.
Yeah, man. You know, like the Minecraft witches, just like that. That's exactly what it's like.
Like they're charmed. They're No, didn't Luke say something like after 6 months or a year, you're able to rewatch them and it's like you're watching them for the first time, or somebody else said something like that?
No, he was talking about how he kind of wishes that he could have like a 6 month period after doing a video where he could come back to it and like, He feels like he would be less critical of it, and I kind of tend to agree with that assessment. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
I couldn't agree more. I just recently, when my channel got like hacked or something, I don't know exactly what happened to it, but when my channel got taken down for a little bit, I managed to save a few. Yeah, I saved a few videos, and they're all my old skits, and I went back and watched them, and I was like, you know, I enjoy these much more now that it's been like a year. It's almost like watching a different person do it, and I actually quite enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say it's like watching a different person do it. That's because the decisions you would have made now are different. You would have made different creative choices.
Yeah. Decisions are different now. I've grown. It's kind of crazy. So I'm 21 now. I was making those videos when I was 19. And that doesn't seem like that big of an age gap, but it almost is. Like, I have a mm-hmm. much better understanding of YouTube, a much better understanding of like comedic timing and stuff. It's crazy.
How old are you? 20?
21. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's more than 10% older.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy.
So it's not nothing.
Yeah. And it definitely, I hope it shows in my content that I've been becoming better and more aware. I've started to like I said, we were saying before we started recording, there's spelling errors in almost every single thing. Like, I was much more like quick, just trying to throw stuff out there, trying to make stuff. Like, I genuinely enjoyed what I was making, but I feel like it wasn't the new me, and I genuinely like the new content I'm making, but I will always enjoy the charm of my old videos.
100% agree on our side.
By the way,
yeah, sure.
Who do you have for your cell phone provider?
I use, I don't know. I just got off my parents' plan too. I was on T-Mobile is what I used to be on, and now I think I'm on Verizon.
Was T-Mobile service pretty good? Would you recommend?
My parents are still using T-Mobile. It's just now that I'm a big boy, they kicked me off. They're like, you're out of here. They love T-Mobile. They use it. They live out in the middle of nowhere, and it's the only service that helps them out in the middle of nowhere.
He's not asking for no reason, by the way. There's ulterior motives at play here.
Bear with me here. How much do you pay a month for Verizon?
Like 120 something bucks.
What?
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not joking. I'm all by myself.
Me?
I looked at it. I was like, oh, if you can have four people on for just 70 bucks, I bet one person will be super cheap. And they're like, actually, it's higher the less people you have. So your bill is actually going to be about 116 to 120 bucks a month. I was like, oh, that sucks.
Wow.
Now, Jake, what if I told you there was a way to get the same excellent service with T-Mobile and you would basically pay like 20% of what you pay now, less than that.
I would be listening contently.
Oh, it looks like we've hit a consumer pain point, Joe.
mint.t1podcast.com.
mint.t1podcast.com. That'll take you to Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile is a virtual private network that piggybacks off of T-Mobile. They buy the service in bulk and pass the savings on to you.
And we've already said that the service from T-Mobile is excellent. So you get that same excellent service.
Yes. Yeah, and as soulless as this sounds, by the way, I'm a customer myself, and I was a customer of Mint Mobile beforehand because I heard about it on a podcast. I'm giving my actual testimony here, Joe.
I know, I'm just doing my jokes.
Jesus, Joe. I'm going to edit you out of this episode, I think. I think that should be okay.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, see you, man.
You can walk back after the ad. That'll work. Okay. I pay, I think, $25 a month for my cell phone service.
Really?
And I just paid like 6 months of it, like real fast for, I think, what, $150. And I get a shitload of data. I get unlimited talks and text. It works perfectly here in Southern California because T-Mobile is like unlimited coverage here. So there's no downside at all. If you have good T-Mobile service and you're not on some sort of like lengthy 8-year contract or something, I highly recommend at least looking into them. You're not the first guest who has been intrigued by this.
Mm-hmm.
Mint.t1podcast.com. Tell them we sent you and you can get a plan that starts as low as $15 a month.
And that is a lot less than $125 a month.
Yeah, mathematically, that's quite substantial. Anyway, I hear Joe's walking back up, though.
Hey, guys, I'm back. So, did you finish the ad read?
Yeah. Wait, I think we wanted to say the website one more time, though, just for Joe.
mint.t1podcast.com.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyway. Joe.
Yeah.
Or actually, Jake, I'm gonna flip the script here.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you ask us a question? Because we never get people to do that.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Nobody ever asks us a question.
Because we heard that you apparently have listened to some of the episodes and you found them quite professional.
Yes, yeah. Okay, do you want like a basic question, a weird question? What do you want?
Let's do a weird question, followed by a basic question, followed by a really weird question, followed by another basic question.
All right.
Followed by a really, really weird question. One.
Well, let's do one of each.
I'll start with the normal question. Okay, so I guess like I have a guess on what made you like want to start this and kind of where you take your inspiration from, but in like kind of the cues and the way you guys do jokes, it reminds me of certain podcasts. I was just wondering what made you want to do this, what helped like start it out in the first place.
Well, actually, I'd be really curious. What's your guess?
If I had to get, so probably the one it's most remembrance of, I guess, is like the official podcast. I'm not sure which one came first, the chicken or the egg, but on that one.
Well, we're the first podcast, dude. Yeah, I mean, it's in the name.
You are the first. So I guess, yeah, if you're the first, then they're copying your style. It's, the thing is, though, is you're not really copying them. It's more of a sense of you guys are similar, but you have your own personalities, which is something that's really unique with a lot of podcasts. They just copy each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's why actually I genuinely was like, once I started hearing your guys' podcast, I was like, oh, I'm excited to be on this podcast because you're your own thing, but you still have the professionalism and enjoyable questions that are definitely different than what the official podcast asks, but it's very similar and both enjoyable.
Thank you.
Gang, gang.
Lars, you wanted to start first?
Okay. Well, the answer to this is because I was hosting a clinical psychology podcast with a neuropsychologist.
Which is as riveting as it sounds.
Yeah, it was a very educational podcast. It was useful information about the brain, but
if you're into that kind of thing.
Well, everyone should be into the brain. They should know how their brain works. I think neuropsychology is interesting, but I mean, it can be pretty dry. I mean, it's not like the most exciting thing in the world to talk about. And I mean, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts over the years that I've enjoyed, like Hello Internet, the H3 podcast. At times, the H3 podcast is good. The official podcast, the Sardana cast with Adam from YMS, Ralph the Movie Maker, and Alex from I Hate Everything, who you've also made a song for, by the way.
Yeah, he was nice enough to actually like lend us his voice as well. Like, so he sent us some clips and stuff to put in the song. Nice guy. Like all the podcasts you listed, I listened to them as well. They've all got these kind of unique charm to them.
Yeah. And okay, so the backstory is a little different because like it's kind of half-half. One of the half reason is because I wanted more creative freedom because it was like 100% of the decisions were made by the neuropsychologist, which I don't begrudge her because it was her show, but I wanted to do something that was like funny.
How dare she take reign over her creation?
Yeah, exactly. But I wanted to make like a funny show. And also I kind of like watched podcasts like the ones that I've mentioned. And I thought to myself, oh, well, you know, if just a bunch of jerk off little guys can do this, like I am as well, and, you know, make a career out of it or just be successful in some way, then that's really cool. That means that like I could do something where I had complete creative freedom to do whatever the fuck I wanted. And yeah, I would say that those podcasts in particular are definitely inspirational. I really like the idea of like a self-made entertainer, and boy, have we been self-made. Like we did this completely from scratch. I had a little bit of help from our first guest who happened to be like a big content creator who was like kind enough to be a guest when we had literally like 11 listens, I think, Joe.
Do you know Pogo?
Yeah, I've heard of Pogo.
Pogo was our very first guest.
Yeah, the music artist. Like I just happened to be friends with him before this. So that got us like a little bit of a boost in the beginning. But, you know, it's been all like us really just like making this happen. And
yeah,
it's because of shows like the ones I described that we were like, well, at least I was inspired to do it. So that's kind of where that came from.
Yeah. Before this, I listened to some podcasts here and there. There are only a couple that I've listened to like many episodes of, like the Serial Killers podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Snooki podcast.
And the Philosophy podcast, where they just talk about ancient philosophers. And other than that, the show kind of originally, you know, was not really a talk show.
Oh, you won't know about this, by the way, because we deleted a lot of the older episodes when they didn't have guests on them. Originally kind of a different format. Yeah, it was a talk show, it was kind of like we were just talking about our lives and stuff. It was kind of like the rough early episodes of the official podcast where they were just kind of like dicking around.
We knew that it was turning into a prototype of something. Back then, we had another co-host named Alexis, and it was more of a rom-com than a talk show.
Yeah, it's hard to describe.
A few interviews here and there, and then I have the background of being like a VIP coordinator, assistant producer on like another talk show, and like I've done a lot of recruiting for my job on like an executive level before, and so
in a Disney guy,
and I know how, and I've done a lot of entertainment at Disney, and
what'd you do at Disney?
I was a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Really? That's awesome.
For three and a half years. Thank you.
Holy cow.
Took out like 10,000 boats during that time. Anyway, so I...
Now, when you said you took out 10,000 boats, here, I'm going to do a Joe-style joke. Did you mean that you sunk them?
Yeah. I was paid by the number of people... I was paid by the number of people I took out into the jungle, not the number I brought back.
Okay.
So...
Not bad, Joe. That was all right.
I feel like it was a good combination because Lars knew how to edit the episodes. Lars knew how to edit the episodes, and I knew how to sort of reach out to the guests, and Lars was not bad at it either. And it was just,
by the way, Joe did not just have a stroke. He just repeated himself because he knew that like there was audio from the door in the background.
Yeah.
That's the little trick you pick up on podcasting.
I heard the door. That was very professional. Yeah. That was really well done.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, podcasting tip for you guys, if you're listening, you're trying to start your own, if you flub a line or if like someone walks in while you're saying something, you're going to make it much easier for your editor if you just start the entire sentence over. Don't be like, just start completely over. That's just podcasting tips with Lars.
You also want to type as you're talking.
Yeah, no, that's just a good tip for any video. I get too excited in some of my videos and talk too fast. And if you mumble your words, just stop, take a breath, and then say it again. You'll see right where to make the cut in the editing. It's much easier than just trying to make it work. Like, just redo it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And if you want to isolate like certain audio clips, just like clap rapidly in between it. So like... So well, this would be that. Like the isolated audio, and then like when you're done, you would just do like another.
Just like avoid clapping in general on stuff.
Don't like, yeah. Do what Joe just did.
Yeah, exactly. Just do the opposite of whatever Joe does on any episode of the first podcast, and you should be fine.
Don't Venmo me $1,000. Uh-huh. So anyway, that's kind of how we got started.
That's incredible. That's really cool. That's actually... Wow, were you guys friends before this started then, or?
Well, we're not even friends now. I mean,
no. Oh, who are you again?
Lars, acquaintances.
Get the fuck out of my life, Joe. No, okay, All right. Joe and I went to college together at Cal State Fullerton. We were classmates, and as you can tell, Joe has a very extra personality, which...
extra awesome.
Extra, yeah, and... It lends well to like a podcast format. Like I immediately thought, oh, I should do it with him, basically.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you did, because now I'm doing something with my life.
Finally. Yeah.
Yeah. So
fucking time.
It's another normal question, but like, where do you hope to see it go? Like, is there like a mile mark you guys already set, or are you just kind of coasting?
One time we reached out to our all time legendary, like dream guest. This guy, Jake Trumper, and he agreed to be on. And after that, we've peaked.
How did you guys even like find me? I feel like I'm not that relevant at all. I was like, I've tricked these guys into thinking I am somewhat relevant.
Jake, you were a fan request.
Yeah, probably not, but...
No, yeah, no, you one
were,
of our
no,
fans...
literally, you were. You,
one of
you
our
were
fans
one of
really
fans
wanted
fans
to have you
yeah.
on, and we checked out your stuff, and we're like, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think he's listening to the episode right now. I think that was Tej's suggestion.
Yeah. Tej, I guess, is subscribed. Should we have, like, if he wants to, we could have Tej.
No, let's not put pressure on him right now. That's
no,
fine.
We shouldn't.
That's, like, the biggest honor ever. I didn't know I had people, like, I guess I knew. Wow. Holy cow. Shout out. Wow. That was, thanks for boosting my ego on that one. I think I'm actually too good for this chat now, so I'm going to have to leave.
And to take your ego back down, by the way. What was your worst video and why?
Oh, God. One of the many private... I went through a phase. Let me tell you the low time of when I was reviewing BTS. Do you guys know who BTS is?
Yeah, I'm an expert.
Unfortunately, yeah.
The Korean boy band group? Yeah.
I was dating a girl who was obsessed with BTS.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was about to date a girl who was obsessed with... It was kind of like a major turnoff because she was like really into them, like beyond what someone in their 20s should be into. It was...
Yeah.
Something about that band, man, just...
No, I personally actually do enjoy their music. And like I said, I'm a radio host, so I work in radio and we played a BTS song. So a bunch of BTS fans followed me and I was like... Mm. Oh, that's cool. And they're like, hey, we like you. You should review a BTS thing. And I kind of like let that get to my head a little bit. So I reviewed a BTS song and it became one of my most popular videos at the time. And I was like, I should do more of these. My ex-girlfriend was like, you should do more of these. Which my girlfriend at the time, ex-girlfriend now, but she was like, you should do more of these. So I went through this phase of making a bunch of them. My subscriber rate, like, jumped. It was like I was gaining almost like hundreds. At one point, I almost gained 1,000 subscribers in one day, which for a small channel, when I was sitting at like 20,000 when this happened, that was huge. And at one point, I was at 35,000 subscribers, right? And then one day, I kind of sat there and I was like, I'm not liking this content I'm making. My fans that first joined my YouTube channel to come for skits and like videos like this, I was like, well, what do I want to be doing with my channel? I can't do both. So I decided to stop doing BTS. I was like, I'll still play it on the radio. I still love them, but I'll no longer review BTS on my channel. That was a rough month. I lost almost 10,000 subscribers in a month.
Wow.
That makes sense, though. Like, that I respect that artistically, at least.
Yeah, some fans stayed, but most of them were just like, all right, bye. And I was like, oh, maybe like 1,000. Like, I was like, there's probably not that much. I bet the subscriber jump was because my content's good. And I mean, I think it's good, but all those subscribers were for BTS. And it was a very humbling experience. It was like, well, you can either do shortcuts or you can do like what you creatively want to make and what you want to keep doing. So it was, like I said, I do actually enjoy BTS and everything, but just didn't fit my channel. So the videos are still up, but that was probably, I would say that was probably, while it was the best time for my channel, it was probably my lowest point creatively. I was literally a reaction channel.
Okay. By the way, the chat's noting that at least you didn't lose 3 million in 2 days like some other YouTuber.
Rest in peace, James Charles. Oh my God. He goofed bad. Oh, God.
They should have known. With the guy with two first names is never good news, dude.
Never trust the two first names.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm an expert on James Charles.
Let's not talk about James Charles, Joe. Yeah, no. He's been talked about enough.
He's 5'9"?
Yeah. Oh, God. I actually didn't know that. He's short. Wow.
How tall are you, Jake?
I'm 6'1".
And you're cross streets?
What's your mother's maiden name?
Oh,
and your social security number?
I don't know my own social security number. I'm going to be honest. I have to look it up every time.
Yikes.
All right. Yeah.
Well, go ahead and do that. We'll wait. That's fine.
No, man. I just bought a house and like I had to write down my social security number almost every single day, like all the time for paying stuff.
You bought a house?
Weird flex, but okay.
Oh no,
bought a house?
That's not really a flex because I live in Iowa and everything's cheap. Okay. Everything is much cheaper here. Like I can't stress enough how cheap. Like when I tell like YouTuber friends that like live in like Britain or something, I'm like, yeah, I've got my own house. Like I do. Because, like, I have a room that's dedicated to, like, Lego. That's embarrassing to say, but I love Lego. And, like, I've got these rooms that have dumb stuff, and they're like, oh, my God, that's so impressive. I'm like, it's not, man. It's
Iowa.
How
big is your house?
I don't know the square footage of it.
Like, 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms?
5.
5 bedrooms? Yeah. Here in where we live, I think, depending on the area, they'd probably go for, like, close to 1 million.
Jesus.
That would go from way over 1 million. Like,
well, in
probably
Lars's
2.
Neighborhood.
Oh, like, yeah. Downtown Huntington Beach, it'll go for 2.5 mil easily.
Yeah.
Oh, my
on
God.
The beach.
Easily. Like, I would be almost suspicious of if it was like anything less than that.
Where I live a little bit more inland, it'd probably go for like 800,000.
The good news, though, Joe, is that for only about 200,000 down here, you can rent a full broom closet.
That's actually what, because let's see, it's like a 5 bedroom or 5 bedroom, 2 bath, 2 story. And here in Iowa, it's like it's valued at less than $200,000, like much less, like 150 if I fixed it up is the max out probably.
By the way, are you close to West Des Moines or Waukee by any chance?
Yeah, in Iowa terms, everything's close. So it's it's probably like an hour and a half drive.
What's your address?
don't say that.
Technically anyone could find me if they found out my work schedule, because the place I work has a public address, so I mean it's actually not that hard to track me down.
Okay. The reason I asked, by the way, is because like almost all of my relatives are out there. I thought, but you might even know them because they're kind of high profile out there.
Where at? In West Des Moines?
In Waukee.
What are their names?
I'll tell you after.
Oh, yeah. No, I probably don't know them, and I was honestly just going to say, oh, yeah, I know them, but...
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly...
Well, that would have been funny. I apologize, but I just don't want to like, give their names on air.
You should just give a fake name and then bleep
redo
it.
Just cut this part out. Let's do that again. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1,
It'll
go.
Just make you look famous.
Okay. Well, their names are...
XYZ.
Nickname, blah, 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 poop my pants, lizards in the White House, and Dick Trickle.
Actually, we shouldn't bleep it out. We should leave in that whole setup. including the meta discussion.
We should leave in all
right
of
now.
That. Just yes. Like,
we'll just leave my goodness. Fuck it.
Yep. Down here in Iowa, they're like, they're huge. Big deals.
Mm-hmm. I love when the episodes just descend into chaos like that. I'm definitely considering just leaving all of that. I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely should.
Anyway.
Speaking of which, Yes. We haven't done any hypothetical questions yet.
Oh, well, hypothetically, maybe we should.
All right. I'm ready.
So, Jake, do you have any? You say you're ready. Does that mean that you come prepared? Or
yeah, like we haven't done any yet. Jake, hit us with your best hypothetical question.
Okay. Let's think of I'm going to think of a really messed up one. Okay. Okay. So
stop stalling. Just go ahead.
A crazy guy comes up to you with a grenade and he says, throw that grenade over that wall. And the crazy guy looks very crazy. So it could be anywhere from like kids or puppies, or there could be absolutely nothing. And he says, either hold on to the grenade and lose your arm, or toss it over that wall and possibly kill a bunch of people. What do you do?
That's a good one.
I was making that up on the spot. Now I'm kind of worried about my credibility as a human being now after coming up with that messed up hyperbole.
Well, you're credible in the sense that you could come up with one, so that's good.
Let's dissect it from an ethical perspective.
Okay.
Well, let's start with the practicalities of it first, actually. So here's the question. I mean, I feel like in real life, the option would be there to throw it in a different direction that is clear of people. Is that just like not an option somehow?
Okay, so you're like in an alleyway, and the only way you can throw it is either you're in an alleyway, so it's two brick walls next to you. The crazy guy comes up to you, so there's two ways you can throw it. One way is over a small brick wall, and that brick wall has a school and a pound for puppies. And you don't know, maybe they're all safe in the building or maybe they're outside. And the other one is a very busy street.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like if you didn't throw it, you would die. You wouldn't just lose your arm.
All right, yeah, so you die. Okay, there you go.
Let's say it's a weak grenade, though, that'll only take out your arm.
Oh, just an arm grenade.
But it morphs into a strong one if you throw it.
You know, no, we'll just say it's a strong one. We're raising the stakes for you.
Oh, that's...
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to die, but I don't want to...
No, I feel like the answer is you would throw it. Like,
it's kind of what I was leaning towards, because there's a possibility that no one would die.
You wouldn't want to do it, but you also, like, the self-preservation mechanisms would kick in, and you'd probably throw it. I mean, can't imagine a situation in which you just take it.
When there's a chance that nobody is on the other side, like, and we don't know what that probability is.
Also, what if Hitler 2 Electric Boogaloo is on the other side? Like, what if there's a bad person who...
Yeah, what if that 8-year-old's actually a bad person?
Well, what if he would have grown up to be Hitler 2 Electric Boogaloo?
What if you did? What if there were kids and puppies? Could you live with yourself with that guilt?
I'd have to.
Yeah, and he's gonna show you behind the wall once you're done.
Oh, this is grim.
Oh, I would go check anyway. Like, he doesn't have to show me. I'd be very curious in a very morbid way as to what just happened. Oh, the chat asks, what if that kid grows up to be Thanos? That's a topical reference.
I haven't seen the movie.
In the comics, the mom wants... Thanos' own mother tries to kill him. So, I mean, that's a very good question.
So, if it's Thanos on the other side, I might throw the grenade, I guess. Basically, Joe, if you don't know what we're talking about, Thanos is the guy who got all the Infinity Stones.
Yeah,
and
I know. I saw the last movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
How many movies were in between the one where he got all the Infinity Stones and this one? Is this the very next one?
Yeah, it's the very next one.
Okay.
I think Ant-Man and Wasp was made technically aired in between it. And Ant-Man and Wasp... No,
Joe was asking how many Avengers movies have been made.
Guys, I know this is really unprofessional, but I really have to pee.
That's fine.
Weren't you the one who told us to hold it?
Well, I peed before this, but I drank a lot of coffee. And
Joe, if you brought your pee bottles with you, it would be fine.
Okay, I'll just go into the pee bottles. Okay. And then you should put like a clip of peeing in there.
Maybe, probably.
This has never happened before, but I'll be right back.
Yeah, he actually does empty his bladder out a good amount ahead of time. By the way, we can take a break here or we can keep going.
I'm fine with to keep going. I got to... Probably after, let's see, what time? What time is it where you're at?
It's 5:17.
5:17. Yeah, I probably have to go at like 5:45 your time, if that's cool.
Yeah, that'll make for a good hour 15, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was shooting for. I was watching your videos, seeing how long you guys usually go for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, about that. Oh, also, do you want to know what was on the other side of the wall?
Sure.
Yeah, it was two kids and a puppy.
Dark.
I'm really sorry. Oh, and there was a duck just happening to be there as well, so.
Oh, well, fuck ducks, but yeah.
I just wanted to add that in there to make you feel a little bit better. Also, I was really hoping, the reason I was ready for the hypothetical is I really thought I was going to get the pee soap question from you guys.
Ooh, you know what? We can bust that out once Joe gets back if you'd like.
I was kind of thinking about it because I was asking myself, I was like, with royalties, I would definitely accept it.
Okay, so we can just not wait for Joe. That's fine. He'll find out when he sees this in the edit. That's fine.
So I would also then immediately have a kid and be like, from the creator of your favorite pea soap comes pea soap 2. Oh, pea soap 2. And it'd be great. Because then I could carry on the legacy and make a bunch of money.
Oh, so you'd have kids just to further make pea soup or pea soap.
Pea soap. Yeah. Because okay. I mean, is my pea soap super successful? Oh, welcome back. We're talking about the pea soap question.
Oh, we're on to the pea soap. Thanks for waiting.
He specifically
for me to
requested
ask
it. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking about it vividly.
I think about that every day, honestly.
Yeah.
It keeps me up at night.
Like, even if my mom didn't give me the royalties, right? Like, if she just gave me the $25 to go get some frozen yogurt, I'd be like, you know what? Screw this.
I got that reference.
Yeah. I'd be like, screw this. I'm going to just go have my own kids. And then have multiple kids. And is my pea soap a bestseller?
It was, like, when it came out.
Okay.
Can we make that the cold open? Just out of context, completely.
Was my pea soap a bestseller? is my pea soap a bestseller? It was when it came out. Like, not anymore. Right. Okay. It's like it was the candle of the year in 1996 or whatever.
Ooh, that's another thing we do as a podcast is we're always looking out for, like, the good cold open. So that's what we're on the hunt for. That's what sets us apart.
Yeah, that's a pretty good cold open on that one. Oh, goodness.
Just completely out of context with no, like, your fans are just going to be like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Jake doesn't usually talk about pee. Oh, that'd be great. I'm glad.
Let alone pee combined with soap.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a turning point for you.
Yeah. I'll become a much more edgy content creator now.
Maybe this is the gross Jake era.
Oh,
maybe
good,
for
good.
All everybody knows, you always have a lingering pee smell on you.
That's what I want them to know.
By the way, Jake, I can't scrub you down, but what if you wanted to scrub your internet down for cheap every month?
I definitely need to do that. What? I feel like you're selling me something here, and I'm buying.
No, not selling. Selling.
Just offering.
Just offering. More good little offer. Well, I'm
a suggestion.
If you're like a creepy old guy on the side of the road, and like, I was on a quest, I would stop. I would talk to you. I'd be very interested.
Okay, we're not on the side of the road. We're in the Nordic
Mountains.
You wanna
buy some popsicles?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay, Joe. NordVPN.
Anyway, NordVPN is a great way to protect your assets on your computer while maintaining your bank balance.
It has nothing to do with your bank. Well, yeah, I guess since it's cheap, that actually made a lot of sense. I'm sorry, Joe. Yeah.
Oh, it's incredibly inexpensive. I actually use NordVPN on almost everything I do. I can't let people know where I am.
Exactly.
You do?
Yeah. No, I love NordVPN. I love all how much they've been around and promoting it. They're promoting it in a great place. Like, this is a great place to promote it as well. They're all over the internet, and that's the place to do it, especially if you live in, like, Britain, with Article 13.
Great way to reach internet users.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, it's great.
Well, it really is the contraception of the internet, to be honest. Yeah. Like, it's a great condom to fit over your metaphorical connection and protect it from the cancers of the 2019 internet.
Yeah.
This is officially when we stopped being a family-friendly podcast on this episode.
Well, I think we were talking about piss soap being, you know, like, that was kind of maybe
we,
the moment.
We went from the piss soap to
NordVPN.
NordVPN.
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com is the link. If you want to check out NordVPN, which can protect you from watchdogs to hackers in real life, it can protect you from your ISP throttling your data because you've been a dirty dog and using too much of it, which too much is no longer a thing. It can also help protect you at the local Starbucks Wi-Fi where you're not sure what's going on there. There's such a ton of little things to check out for that.
Let's say you're at the airport just looking at pictures of luggage on the computer and there's somebody that's like hacking into your shit. Just make sure that doesn't happen. You're on like a shitty unsecured network. You don't want to get hacked. Nord.t1podcast.com.
That's especially when you go to like McDonald's. Did you know once you log into McDonald's once, it automatically connects you at every McDonald's you go to?
I do.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
It's kind of a pain in the butt because like it doesn't like save the login page. So like,
nope.
So like you connect, but your internet doesn't work. It's like, yeah, exactly. NordVPN.
NordVPN. Exactly. Nord.T1Podcast.com. Check out code the first podcast.
Jake, what's the name of this podcast?
The first podcast?
That's the checkout code at checkout for 75% off your first subscription.
I sounded so concerned. I was like, I called it the first pod. Oh, thank God. You guys scared me there.
Right.
I was like, why is he asking me this?
By the way.
Yes?
This question is for Jake. Do you do a lot of traveling?
Yeah. I travel as much as I can.
Do you have like a favorite luggage or I need to get a new luggage and I'm looking for like any suggestion, kind of crowdsourcing for information on it.
Honestly, I just fold my clothes up really tight. Like most of the traveling I do is like I go to places like Russia and China and like sketch places where I bring backpacks and stuff.
Backpacks like a large backpacking across Europe backpack?
Yeah.
Or like a JanSport.
It can be either one, honestly. Like if I go to like a state like nearby or something, or if I'm visiting someone or like doing a meetup thing or whatever, I bring like just a normal backpack. But if you're going like far away, I bring like you ever see like a military backpack? Yeah, something like that.
Sounds to me like on your travels you could use NordVPN.
Nord.T1Podcast.com.
The ad's still going.
Oh, it's over now. That's fine.
I fell for it. I was like, what? I was like, no, what a
great
real.
That wasn't really it. Lars just added that in.
Yeah, I just turned it into the end of the
ad. In my head, I was like, what a great segue. And then you're like, well, like in China, I got...
It wasn't over yet.
Jake.
Yeah. What's up?
Quick question.
Yes.
What's a question that you wish people who interviewed you would ask you? Like, what's something you're really raring to talk about in terms of your content?
My hobbies.
Okay. What are your hobbies?
Oh, well, let's see. Lego. I actually quite... Have you guys ever seen the Lego community?
Like, just, like, the concept?
Yeah.
Are you talking about, like a community, little community center built out of Legos?
No,
like
no. Not even in the slightest. I appreciate the attempt there, Joe. But
Lego community?
No, it's, like, there's so many communities on YouTube, and I discovered the YouTube community... And it's huge. Like, there's so many creators, like Jane Briggs and everything. I hate everything.
Sorry, we're typing.
Oh, no, it's like violently searching.
I posted a picture of a Lego community.
Oh,
I also posted a quote from Jake just now saying, I appreciate the attempt, Joe. That was a very nice way of saying, shut the fuck up. All right, continue.
No, they've got Bionicles too. They do all this crazy stuff with the with Lego, and they build these cool mocks and stuff, and it got me into it. So that's one of the rooms in my house. I really like editing, like crappily editing though. I use iMovie to edit all of my stuff. I've edited for like Goose Wayne, just stupid stuff. Oh, you're still posting the Lego community stuff.
Thanks, Joe. And how can people tune in to see you posting Lego stuff, Joe?
Discord.T1Podcast.com.
Discord.T1Podcast.com.
All one word.
Well, yeah.
These are top tier.
the little kind of Lego breaks, community, talking right? About the Legos.
The Legos.
Ah, okay.
Oh, also, one time I called them Legos in the community, and they're like, actually, it's Lego. So the plural of Lego is Lego.
That's never going to catch on.
No, it's not.
This one has, looks like it comes with like 256 Lego.
That just sounds wrong.
Oh, Jake, I have a multi-tier question that's just like the brewing from my ADHD. I have like several questions at once.
Yeah,
one of them is speaking of Legos and Jake. Did you see the video posted by Nikki Jakey about how Rockstar has lost his way?
Oh yes, of course. I love Nikki Jakey. Yes, of course. I've wanted to make a video about Nikki Jakey forever now.
Oh, how do you feel about him stealing your first name? By the way.
Well, it's Nakey, so I let it slide. I'll let it slide.
Jakey's just his middle name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What's his last name then, Joe?
He doesn't have one.
Yes, he does. It's in his email.
I'm an expert on that.
Have you guys okay, wait, have you guys shot Nakey Jakey an email? Is there ever a Nakey Jake? Wait, you guys haven't had Nakey Jakey on, have you?
Not yet. No, we don't really like to have guests that aren't clothed. on the show.
Yeah, I would understand that. I'd probably put a damper on your PG rating.
Yeah, like I like his videos, but like I have to like put my hand up in front of his penis because he's always naked on them. I don't really appreciate it.
Especially when he's on that like inflatable ball.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Looks awful.
Yeah. To people who are listening who don't know who that is, we're just completely making that up. He's not a nude YouTuber at all.
He does sit on an inflatable ball, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Nakey Jakey was apparently one of the first guests that we ever reached out to. Mm-hmm. And Lars did it by saying, "Hey, Nakey, what's Jakey?" of all the hot boys and gamer girls. I'm not going to read the rest of the email, but it's really
cringe. Can you not, Joe? I did pepper it with references, but let's not read all of that our private correspondence.
I'm not. I read four words. Jeez.
Okay.
No, right. I cannot agree more. For my radio show, I try to get YouTubers on. I would email them. I go back and read my emails to like Jack's films that I sent or to like other people. And I look at them. I'm like, what was I thinking? Sure, I bet they appreciated like the references I made. But I get way more emails back by like just being more formal with it. Because originally, yeah, I was like, oh, they're going to love all these references and stuff. But they just don't take me seriously. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry.
To be fair, I think I wrote a lot of those early emails when I was drunk, Joe.
It shows. we've lately started reaching out to guests using and this has been to a great level of success, and I recommend doing the same. Sign our emails now like forever yours. Love Joe, unabashedly yours.
Oh,
yours
my goodness.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. It works really well.
I'm kind of insulted now that you guys just slid into my DMs and didn't say yours truly.
We emailed you about this. We said yours truly.
Oh my god, you did. Oh my god, I forgot. I changed my contact email.
God damn it.
The email I have for like business, I've missed so many times. I'll have someone like reach out to me. They'll be like, "Hi, we would like this sponsorship," and it'll be like a month old. And I'm like, ah, crap, I forgot to respond.
Actually, maybe we didn't email you. I don't know.
Yes, we. Well, how did we contact you?
I thought it was. I think it was Twitter.
I have my Twitter DMs open, so.
Oh, okay.
I let anyone message me.
Living life on the edge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like that. Thanks, Joe.
Actually, I did sign yours forever yours.
Boom.
Wait, boom. In a DM?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jake, this is Joe from the first podcast, blah, 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 forever yours, Joe.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I signed it Joe, in the next line is my title, Joe host of the first podcast.
That's weird to say, Joe.
I'm the Joe host.
By the way, I don't think the audience is going to be like too excited to hear all these private details about like our personal correspondence. I think we can move on from that.
No, they will.
Yeah, sure. I guess I have a few more hobbies. I like climbing trees. All my recent videos have just been me and trees.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know why that's been a theme. I like to like garden a lot, and then I do like rescue animal stuff with my girlfriend.
Ooh, gardening.
What kind of gardening?
I've been doing more like tree stuff. I go to Walmart and I'm trying to learn about like plants and stuff. So, at first I was like, oh, I'm going to do tomatoes, save money, but it kind of wasn't worth it at that point. So now I just have strawberries and then a lot of plants that are kind of just make, look good. I'm trying to learn about how to like not let plants die.
Do you like succulents?
Oh, dude, I have a few succulents actually.
Nice. I have like over 100 succulents in my house.
All my succulents are inside as well. They're, I love like cactuses and stuff as well. I bought all these like fancy lights for them. If you guys know what wheatgrass is, it's like this healthy stuff that you eat. I've been trying to eat that stuff.
We're Californians. Of course we know what wheatgrass is, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what that is then.
Yeah. You get it at Jamba Juice.
Yeah. So I've been growing that as well. So I've just been trying to learn. The problem is I have rescue animals, and a lot of plants are toxic to animals, so I have to always keep them very separated.
Okay.
Like every plant you look up, it's like, except for ferns, everything else is like, oh, it's toxic.
The reason Joe brought that up is he's going through a bit of a gardening phase at the
really?
Moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
He did allow people on the server to name all of his plants. That was appreciated.
Well, a few of them, like Dallin. Is one of them.
One of them is
Alien Hands.
Alien Hands. Yeah. Jesus.
No one's gonna care about the full list, Joe. Let's not do that.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. All right. Jake.
Yes.
So, first of all, if someone wanted to get a really good idea of what makes Jake a Jake on your channel, what's something that they should go check out other than BTS?
Oh, God. One sec. Let me look up. That is a very interesting question, actually. I don't even...
Thank you.
I don't even know what I would look up.
Quintessential Jake.
It worked better when we had Quentin reviews on and we could say quintessential Quentin, but, you know.
It still works.
Yeah, I saw that you had him on. That was awesome. I would say, maybe a song for the official podcast. That's pretty good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Probably the lifespan of a meme. I think that covers me well. That's when I went through my breaking walls phase. I just broke through a lot of walls a lot. Yeah,
everyone has a phase like that. I understand.
Yeah, who hasn't gone through their breaking walls phase?
My garage, I kept building walls and just putting plywood, or not plywood, whatever the wall you can break through, and I just put up plywood.
Drywall?
Board.
Yeah, dry board. Drywall. There we go. I just put that up and break through it. Honestly, I feel like every video I've ever posted kind of encapsulates some point of where I was in my life.
Did you break on through to the other side?
Yeah, I did. And I think I've truly come out on the other side. So I'd say you could watch any video that I have up there. They're all videos that I'm confident in to truly kind of get an idea of what I'm doing and with my life.
All right. Jake came out. You heard it here first. Quick question. Go ahead.
Don't tell my girlfriend that part.
We'll just make sure she doesn't listen to that.
Yeah, because we're in regular communication with her, too.
Yeah, of course. Well, she'll probably listen to this podcast and just be like, Jake, what the hell? Like, yep.
She's not going to.
The chat just pointed out, by the way, that like you missed the bit that Joe was doing. That's kind of cool that like we had just a little like.
God.
They didn't realize he was doing something there. But yeah, that's funny. The question was, though, I noticed that there's kind of a musical thing going on behind it that's like very unique to the channel.
Very subtle.
Why, and second of all, how, and second and third of all, like, how come?
For my channel, why I have random songs all the time?
Yeah. Why, how, and how come?
Okay, so I am very lucky to be working with a guy named Alex Schulte. He's probably my best friend.
That's the why.
So he has a band called Running in Place, and I became friends. I went to high school with one of the members, and then Alex and Jackson are best friends. They went to high school together, graduated.
That's the how.
Yeah. So we all came together, and I was like, guys.
You all came together?
Yep. We all joined forces. I was like, guys, what if we started making songs for YouTubers? And they're like, that sounds kind of dumb. I was like, let's try it one time. Let's just make a song for Keemstar. We made one, and then Keemstar tweeted at us that it sucked. So we're like, let's make one for PewDiePie. And then it got decent reviews on the PewDiePie Reddit, so we're like, let's make one more. We made the official podcast song, and that's my most viewed video. Not that, like, blew up for my channel. And then we just made one for, like, Boogie. Boogie was like, that made me cry. And I was like, this is awesome. So now we just
nice.
Keep making the songs, but we've all gotten very busy. Yeah, we've all gotten very busy. They have an album they're dropping and everything, so... The songs have gotten very stagnant.
Well, if you're looking to spruce things up again, I have a suggestion for one which we can go over off air.
You can't just ask him to make a video about us.
Okay. That does answer my question, by the way. Thank you for delving into that a little bit. I was a little confused why they were on there, but the songs are funny and they're amusing, so...
Yeah, that's actually, I briefly mentioned before my channel got like hacked, right? Taken down. So I actually started a second channel. And then when I got my main channel back, I was like, well, I guess I'll just post random skits on the second channel. So I am, because I love making skits. It's my favorite thing. I've actually got a Gus Johnson video I'm working on with one of my good friends, and I'm excited about that. It's just a long skit, and I'm excited to post that as well.
And how can people check that?
Oh, you literally just type in Jake Trumper. And my main channel will pop in the YouTube search bar. And my main channel will pop up, and then my second channel will pop up. So that one's just all skits, because I love making skits, but I don't think they fit well on my main channel.
By the way, Joe, I've noticed something on the sidebar of the Discord. I noticed a section called Patrons. Do you know anything about that?
So there's a special section on the side of the Discord called Patrons, and...
Why is that a thing? I don't understand.
one of the things that, so, all right. So if I click into patrons, before today, there was a link for the Truder episode posted ahead of time.
Interesting. Oh, you would have got to hear the Cursed Commercials episode early.
Cursed Commercials, a.k.a. Truder.
Every episode they get to listen to early if they're a patron.
As well as custom roles in the Discord.
Interesting. So they get to be above everyone else on the server other than the upcoming guests and us.
Above and beyond, I would say a little bit.
I bet a privilege like that's worth at least like $40 a month, right?
It's worth $40 a month, but for a limited time, we are willing to negotiate and work something out.
This is actually an unlimited offer, by the way. $2 a month gets you priority access, early listening to new episodes.
$2 a month.
A special role in the Discord, a shout out on air when we get new patrons, as well as many other cool things that are coming up. We're going to start doing patron voicemails in the future. We're working on getting that set up on the channel.
Speaking of coming up, I had some bad milk.
That's a weird thing to say, Joe.
I was going to say, whoa, wait. Only $2 for all of those benefits?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is. It's an incredible deal. $2 a month at patreon.com/T1podcast.
Patreon.com/T1podcast?
It's only $2. I mean, that's nothing. You go to McDonald's, you know, you can't connect to the Wi-Fi because you already added to their connection. Use NordVPN to get around that. But for $2 a month, you get to be a premium fan.
Yeah, and that's basically, with all those other ads you told us, we've already saved like $300. So $200 exactly. Is like nothing.
Yep.
We already saved you money, so if you want to toss $2 back at us, it helps the show succeed. And thank you once again to all of our patrons.
I need to buy a whiteboard.